Part 1. Welcome to Wentzylvania. Chapter 1. The Wentz Wagon Hits the Road. The Eagles at the Redskins. Sunday, September 10th, 2017, Landover, Maryland. The dude is a stud. That's what Nick Foles said about Carson Wentz. On Sunday, September 10th, 2017, before he would transform himself into a full-blown NFL stud, before he would become the leading candidate for league MVP in just his second year in the league, before he would lead the Philadelphia Eagles on the most implausible 9-game winning streak anybody could contemplate, Carson Wentz would have to do something he did not do once in his entire rookie season: win a division game on the road. It was one of those swampy, humid, early September mornings in the suburbs of the nation's capital, and Wentz was wearing big designer headphones, listening to gospel music, running along the sidelines of FedEx Field, getting ready for a game that his head coach Doug Peterson was about to tell his team was vitally important if the Eagles were going to make any kind of trouble in the always volatile NFC East. The Eagles, Washington Redskins, New York Giants, and Dallas Cowboys have traded division titles on and off for the last 13 seasons. Indeed, the NFC East has been the only division in the NFL without a repeat title winner during that time. In short, the division is the dictionary definition of dog-eat-dog in professional football. And step one to winning a division title, to making the playoffs, win on the road week one in Washington. Wentz, who has the bow-legged gallop of a wild mare, finished the individual and team drills and sprinted with his teammates and the coaching staff to the visitors' locker room. The chief of Eagles security, Dom DeSandro, known as Big Dom because he looks like he could be the bouncer at any high-end Manhattan nightclub, closed the door behind them. And that's when Doug Peterson began laying down the law. His speech was passionate, but to the point. He gave the 2017 Eagles three marching orders.
"Okay," he said, "we've got to do something we didn't do very well last year. We've got to start fast. We talked about it all summer. Start fast, finish strong."
In 2016, Peterson and Wentz stormed onto the scene with three straight wins to start the season, but then tailed off badly, losing 6 of 8 games in November and December that doomed the promise of both their rookie campaigns. The Eagles made a habit of getting off to dismal starts and playing from behind. That forced the team to rely more and more on Wentz as a passer and a runner, and it was clearly too much for him. Remember, he had last played at North Dakota State, a notch below Division I college football. He had never before been tested like this physically and mentally. The city, the team, the league had fallen in love with number 11. His jersey was near the top of all sellers in the NFL, alongside Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, and J.J. Watt. But he couldn't carry the team alone. Indeed, after the season was over, Peterson had told Wentz to
put down the football and get away from the game for a while,
to rest his mind and body. Wentz had heard about the all-consuming nature of the football fans in Philadelphia. He thought he was ready for it. He was not. At times it overwhelmed him, especially when he thought it was time to get rededicated to the only task that mattered, winning the city's first Super Bowl title. "It's cool," he said. He said he and his teammates and family have talked about it a lot. "You've read about it, and everyone's talking about it nonstop. And then, playing for a full season, it was real. I was a part of it. I told a story last year when Nelson Aguilar dropped the ball in practice and they booed him at open practice. I was like, all right, this is real, the real deal." But Wentz also remembers the last game of 2016 on New Year's Day. The Cowboys were in town. Both teams were out of the playoffs. "The place was packed," said Wentz. "I'll always remember that. Are they hard?" referring to the fans. "Sometimes. That's part of it. But I wouldn't have it any other way." Peterson's advice after the 2016 had worked, but now the head coach was asking Wentz to reignite that early 2016 fire and propel this team to another fast start.